Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Episode 190, you know the deal by now, there's bad language and whatnot. We got a classic coming up. This is Gunwash.
That's right, it's episode 190, that's 190 weeks.
That's a long
Gunwash
time.
I want to say congratulations, of course,
so
to you and
too.
Yeah, absolutely, thank you.
Look at your haircut.
Thank you.
Yeah,
first
I just
good
noticed
haircut
that.
In months. Yes,
that's
brand new.
It looks great.
I got it for you, Pierre.
It and like you
let
a
me
Harley.
Just say that we do have a classic gun wash guest in the house. His name is Pierre Francillon, and he is the
every
number
time
one
you
guest.
Say that, yeah. I get so excited.
Well, you're a Hall of Famer, my brother. So let's do this. Gun wash is coming up right now.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Oh my God in heaven, here we go. This is one of my favorite songs.
What, yeah, here comes that sound.
Yeah.
Here
how do you
comes
know this?
That sound.
How do you know this?
Again and again. Than you.
I know you live through this. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Here comes that sound.
Woo!
Again and again.
That's right, everybody. Here comes,
here
that,
comes
sound
that sound
again. This is Gunwash. We're back again and again and again. Of course, it is 9 p.m. here at the Heritage Radio Network. Thank you, Jerry. And what can I say? I don't. 190 episodes. That means
that's
that for
a long time,
190 weeks, we've done this show. And what better way to celebrate? I don't know if you've noticed, all listeners, but the last couple of weeks we've been doing return episodes. So you know, Azel returns, DGC returns, etc. And tonight,
Azel return?
He returned.
He returned.
Oh my God!
All right.
From where did he return from?
He returned from who knows where.
Oh
but,
shit!
But the craziest thing is that tonight. We have Pierre Francillon returns.
Hello.
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 Hello, Pierre.
Hello.
And by the way,
legend.
It's wonderful to see you.
What's up?
You look great.
Right?
Legend.
You really do look great.
Doesn't work
look,
it out.
Doesn't he look awesome? And it's crazy to think.
I lost 104 pounds.
104? You look. I didn't want to say you look skinny because I'm not the type of person to like tell someone they look skinny because maybe who knows how they
feel.
That's
offensive.
Like,
no.
Who knows?
See,
you
in Haiti,
look,
if you say, in Haiti, if you say you look skinny, they're going to think like you got some kind of contagious disease.
Yeah, they won't get it.
But no, I was retaining water. I was retaining a lot of water. And this is the fourth time in my life which I've lost, alleviated the burden of 100 pounds.
And when you, and
yo,
so.
Yo, I did it. There's this woman, Maripaul, Lino's mother. Okay.
Okay.
Maripaul.
Whose mother?
Lino. Lino, the DJ Lino. You
oh,
know
I
that?
Don't know. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Maripaul was like, it's this goddess, this style goddess. Very famous, and she had like she styled Madonna. She's the one who came up with that Madonna jewelry. That was her shit. Okay, Maripaul was working with Jean Paul Goud as a stylist, and all those famous Grace Jones, Jean Paul Goud things.
Okay,
she's the one who did this. Anyway, she had a jewelry line, and Maripaul was a health freak, and she gave me a book by this Swiss guy named How to Get Dr. Airola.
Airola.
Yeah.
Areola.
Something like that. And he, I mean, he died of a heart attack, which is like
hey,
for
listen,
health.
What are you gonna
but
do?
Anyway, he was the one who turned me on to apple cider vinegar and garlic. And if you pickle it, here's a tip. If you pickle it no less than one day, no more than 3 days, in something like a cup and a half of apple cider and a head of garlic, leave some of the outer membranes on, and you just pickle it. And you take a tablespoon of that, just the apple cider vinegar, put it in a glass of water. If you have GERD, acid reflux.
I got that.
It neutralizes
it. Oh, okay.
It, okay?
So
it's this like, is, this is some. This is just from her.
That's crazy because I hear about, you know, apple cider vinegar.
Yo, it's from good my for loved menstrual ones, cramps.
My girlfriend, and of course, Odetta. And
wait a minute, you got a girlfriend now? What?
Long story.
How long have you had a girlfriend?
Very long story, like a year and a half.
Dude, I'm so proud of you.
Well, it's a ongoing
Maybe
thing.
That's why you got that glow.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
We.
What is that in the background? They say no?
Yeah, Jack is saying.
He don't like her?
Jack is commenting in a way that's, you know.
Like she's a fart. Oh, no.
No, that's not true. That is not true. I'm just saying we shouldn't talk about it.
Fair enough.
But
we should
no,
talk
no,
about
no,
we should,
no, no.
Right,
all right,
Aaron.
Jack, I got you.
We should
Jack,
focus
you,
on.
Jack.
We should focus on.
But
the,
no, you could have given me a minute, man. I'm just proud of him. He was like fishing for a girlfriend when I knew him.
Hey, listen. I think about this is that it's wonderful that you picked up the apple cider vinegar because.
Yo, but for real, you know when you
no,
walk,
listen, you look so much thinner. It's like a trip in my mind.
It's fab.
It's fabulous. Is oh, look, fabulous? Jeremy's here. Look, say hi.
What's
so
up,
late.
So, listen, I want to say we're going to do music for just a moment, but Armando.
Play that mix I
yeah,
made.
Armando while... made a mix. Hello, Spliffington. Welcome. Hello, sir.
Hello, Spliffington!
In the house. your French friend is here.
Yes.
And so we'll play a little bit of Armando's mix. It's breathtaking.
I'll
and
tell
awesome.
You about it in a little while.
And he'll talk about it in a little bit.
What
and
kind
we
of
have,
music?
All see. Sorts of stuff. And we have, listen, it's Gunwash. We have Pierre Francillon here. A
yeah,
friend
we're going to be politically incorrect, correct, because that's the way to be correct right now.
That's like when Pierre says we're going to be future. We're going to be politically correct.
Like incorrect is correct.
Incorrect, correct.
Right.
Okay, great. And so thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Gunwash, and we are here for the rest of the evening, another like hour and a half rather. And listen, you can find us on gunwash.com, and the live call-in number here is 718-497-2128. We'll be right back.
I did it!
I'm calling out to all you listeners here at Gunwash, and just so you know, we are we're having a very, very special time in our broadcast career, and I'm very happy that all of you can tune in and join us for it, and that's all I want to say.
Your voice is changing.
You think it's changing
deeper.
A little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know,
he's
if I listen to
now.
It's interesting because Max Bode and I were talking about how earlier on in the episode
you're resonating.
We didn't sound the same. Now we sound different.
He's like Sap.
But all of us.
What's
you
that?
Too.
Like
Sap
that,
is
it's like a sort of it's like some sort of resin.
It's a resin that comes
oh,
from
you
a
mean,
tree.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about SAP, like that you see on the television. SAP, Spanish, and Espanol.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's ahead, though. That's like kind of meta in a sense.
For right? those of you who
yes,
weren't
meta.
Listening.
I like that. I like that meta. I've been called meta mucho.
Why are you? Why
mucho
are you
meta.
Meta. Why are
mucho
you?
Meta.
Why are you meta?
Mucho, mucho.
Here?
Well,
borracho.
Yo. First of all, meta. Remember, like, one of the first things I ever told you about was the concept or perception of time. And, like, there are nine time zones.
There's nine time zones.
Well, you know, past, present, past, future.
Yes.
Present, past, present, future. Future, past, future, present, future. So we want to be like, you know, I'm in the last two. I'm future in the present, and I'm future in the past. Feel me?
Can you just...
Isn't that dope?
What does that mean? What exactly... So you're...
Meaning that the thinking, like your direction, your flow... That you're open and objective, and you know, like, I'm 50, and
that's crazy.
And I'm loving it. I'm fucking loving it. I don't love the physicality of it, but I'm loving it because I'm future. You know, I see young people walking around with stuff that I was like, people were making fun of me as a teenager, and it's like my total aesthetic. Some kids who are archivists and know, they come up and say, "Yo, feel me? Respect."
I see your
like
old jacket.
Old, feel
I think
me?
That's crazy.
Oh, that's like some Afro-punk shit. Feel me? That's legacy.
I think, you know, you are right in the sense that, like...
Wow.
Who is that? I can't see her. Yeah, who is this?
You would never guess.
Who is it?
You gotta guess.
I see him, but I can't see because the light...
I see a Gunwash t-shirt.
I see a Gunwash t-shirt, but I see the light. Well, come in, I can't see you. Yo, what's up, dude? How are you, man?
I thought it was Preston.
We got a
what's praise. Going on? There's so many things happening.
A thousand balloons.
Yeah, aren't we coming out of a retrograde?
Yeah, listen.
You see that?
Wow.
A thousand balloons just fell from the sky.
Oh my God, I'm having a moment here. So when you come back. When you come to future.
Right. Okay, here's an example of future. Normally in art, like there's some dope artists. There was a surrealist named Mata.
Okay.
Okay, and Mata did like aerosol. He foresaw how, you know, how you have certain graffiti artists that do burners or murals, and they just know Futura.
Uh-huh.
For example.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's future.
You know, you...
John Coltrane is future.
Okay. So, I guess that makes sense. More sense to me now.
In the future, they'll be loving him.
But
you
how,
feel me?
Absolutely. But so how do I... So then what am I? Or what am... Like, do
I'm
I fall
sure,
into...
I'm sure that in some episodes of Gunwash, there's certain things that you touched or there's certain synchronicities with the people that are like interacting with you on this show, that it's a future episode that you be talking and shit ahead of time.
Do you think future is
remember UFOs?
You
remember
know,
the UFO episode?
Absolutely.
Remember the Labana Babylon episode?
Dude,
oh my God.
That was classic.
In an insane way.
Hold on, can I jump in though? Because Pierre, you've been so
this
ahead
is,
of the curve.
This is what
every
I'm saying.
Time.
Yeah.
Every
Pierre.
Time. I just saw they were throwing like a big party for Snowy Wilderness.
Hello.
Dude, so listen.
Hello.
Pierre
you know
is
mean?
Crazy.
Hello.
I have to say to our listeners who maybe are just tuning in.
Pierre is a legend.
You're a legend. And I don't want to, I'm not doing this because we're on the air. I want to say something to you that I want to say something to you that I meant to say to you for a long time.
What?
So we met, Pierre and I met on a rooftop at Haynes House.
Right, my dear.
May she rest in peace.
Yeah.
In power.
Yeah. She was dope, wasn't she?
She was very dope. Cougar of the year many
Ooh.
Times. She,
Cougar owner, Town was written for that bitch.
Absolutely. And the owner and proprietor of Lucky Chang's, the original. And, you know, so many things happened on that block. I met Odetta on that block. And it just, so many things happened there. And meeting Pierre, you meet so many people when you're in those situations, and you meet, it's hard for me to say, Pierre, but there's something where there's a certain type of person that you're going to keep in your life for like a decade. or more.
I felt,
that's him?
I felt.
Yes, absolutely.
I knew that. I knew that because I felt when I first met you that you were somebody that I knew from before.
See, I don't. So, I don't.
I believe in this lifetime.
But maybe I'm not.
I recognize all of the people that I've met, I've known before.
So maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not at the point in my life where I have said the wisdom to you, where I.
But wait a minute. I said to you, first of all, your name is Aaron.
Caller.
All right, right. My dearest friend. My dearest friend.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Hey, caller. What's up?
Hey, this ain't a prank caller. This is Kenny Basil calling.
Yo, what up, God?
Hey, I'm looking for Kenny Basil.
You're Kenny Basil?
Looking for Kenny Basil on this radio station. What? What?
Kenny Basil is calling for Kenny Basil.
Okay. Well, listen, Kenny Basil.
Call him out.
Listen, I got something for you. Hey, Pierre.
What?
If someone is calling a radio station looking for themselves, where are they spiritually?
They're caught up in a virtual ether. Maybe they're like looking at porn a lot, you know?
Oh, that might be it.
Ah! Feel
me? So go on, Pierre. Go on.
Yo. Wait a minute.
Come
to
see.
Do you know that if you go for a colonoscopy, that they could tell if you jerk off a lot?
Wow. I always wondered about that. Okay,
yo,
so...
Yo, calm as a see-through.
Calm
as a see-through. So,
you were saying...
Right.
We met, and you...
Me?
Kenny? Dude.
Is it my turn yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, this is Kenny Basil. I'm in North Carolina.
What up?
Yo, make your way up here and get on the show, or don't
You're
even
a
come.
You're a
I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh,
I need to talk
shit.
To myself.
Oh,
okay, well, listen, talk to yourself after I'm done talking to Pierre. We got a legend on the line.
Bet.
Aaron.
All right.
Yes.
What's Kenny
back,
Basil?
Go back.
Are you aware of what's
put
happening?
That, put
though?
The point.
No, what's. I mean, no.
I know there's someone here, but what's the word? Put me on.
Yeah, put me on.
It's Kenny Basil.
That's Kenny Basil?
Oh, that's Kenny Basil?
Yo, you're Kenny Basil?
Whoa!
Yo! Whoa! 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 Whoa!
I'm the only fan!
Dude, that's crazy!
Yo, your
here,
hands are
dude.
So cold, Kenny Basil.
Dude, that's crazy, dude. You just blew... I had no idea...
No, stay in there, stay in
there. No, stay in here, dude. Stay in here. Just stay there for a second.
You should take my seat, dude.
Pierre.
Share a seat with me.
I'm just checking him out.
So this man right here, Kenny.
Yo, I thought you were in North Carolina.
He's a true. Come sit and we'll talk to Pierre. I'm gonna introduce you to. I'm gonna introduce you to someone who you got to meet. Check this out.
Bet.
Here, take this chair right here.
Take the chair.
Sit next to me, man. Sit next to me. So, Pierre.
Kenny's a comic.
All right, we're gonna get to you in a moment. I didn't understand.
Wow.
That. I didn't get that
cool
call.
Cool haircut.
I didn't understand that you were calling your. I didn't get that. I'm
I thought
slow,
when you walked in, it was like a real wrestler
like
walking in.
I'm not smart
in.
Like that. Okay, for the listeners out there, Kenny Basil, the longtime listener and caller and fan and you know friend of the show,
maybe
is,
first
is
time
here.
Caller, maybe
first time caller, is in the studio. Welcome, Kenny. So, Pierre,
come.
This is Pierre Francillon. He's a legend,
what's
super
up?
Legendary.
What's up?
So you were saying we met each other and you knew, and I was saying that
I felt that I knew you before. I did. I felt comfortable.
But what makes it a thing where you know someone? Because maybe I'm not at that level of wisdom yet, where like I can see that I might know someone from.
So déjà vu. So what's the best description of déjà vu? If you meet somebody and you like instantly feel calm and comfortable, or you instantly start a conversation, even let's say it's like even if you're hating on each other, there's some kind of love.
Right.
You feel a connection.
Absolutely.
I kind of like that approach.
Fair enough.
Feel me? Because it keeps me on my toes.
But
you know?
not only that. We stayed friends.
You were working, yeah. Dude.
I mean,
and you evolved. I watched you evolve.
But see, that's so. It almost brings a tear to my eye. I have to tell you, it really does, because there's so many people in this place, there's so many people in this city, and to make a connection like that, that's artistic and loving.
Your name was Aaron.
Yeah, but
yo, there were paintings with your name on it by my best friend. Get
it? I just want to say shout out to the 79 MC, All Day, Point Breeze Country Club, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
All
pal.
All Day, Say No More, Say Less. All the way up. We out here. Mambo Movers. We in the place to be. All day. Shout out to y'all. Peace.
Oh, peace. Very good.
That was that?
No, I don't know, but that's a good call.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that's a call that I want. That's the type of call I like.
Yo, Pierre, I mean, Kenny, you ever had deja vu before?
Yeah.
How often? Very often.
Yeah, you know he has it very often.
All
look
time.
At this guy.
Yeah. I mean, if you had that haircut, I feel like you had deja vu. Jeez.
Aaron, or Mondo, explain the story to Pierre.
Which one?
The Kenny Basil story. Like, give him the context. You know?
Oh, okay. So basically, this is, I guess, the number one fan. Fan of the world.
Which means, do you know Pierre?
He will cut somebody just to listen to
which
the show.
He knows some, which means so, that he like he knows the episodes that morning.
Yeah, he knows those episodes.
He knows you.
They know, I got you.
He heard your episode three times.
I got you. I got you. I got
that's you. So crazy. No, but like, that's like, so
but
crazy.
Like, but like for weeks.
Yo,
for
weeks. Prince died. That's so crazy.
And then today he came.
I thought of you immediately when that happened.
Yo, but he it's so crazy that Kenny Basil predicted Prince dying.
Did he?
Whoa.
I mean, I only said that because Pierre said that.
No, this is because that's so crazy, Prince. But wait a minute. Let's talk about Prince for a minute.
Okay,
sure.
Who the fuck knew he was a junkie?
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you guys got to cut that bush off of the front of his head.
No, never.
Yo.
We're never going to do anything.
And
then
the month before the nigga died, that witch, what's her name? Apollonia, that bitch died too. So I think she came and took him. You know, she was a. When they were like after he died, every fucking channel put on Purple Rain. So
even the newspaper.
There was a
out.
Very yeah.
Yo, how I bought the New York Post. Yeah. And when it was kind of raining the day of like that issue of the newspaper,
right.
And it said Purple Rain, and then the weather.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
And like the corner, saw, mad tiny.
And you saw the New Yorker, right? The New Yorker had purple. Rain. Yeah.
But yo, he's died in the elevator. That's sad.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Feel me?
Okay. Listen, I'm overtaken. What's up?
Just to get back to the cosmic coincidences, Pierre.
Yes.
Aaron was my neighbor on Second Street. Yeah. Right?
I
around
remember
the
you. Okay. I remember, dude, go.
But check this out. Aaron would always be like, "Yo, you have to listen to my radio show, Gunwash. You gotta listen to it." And I'd be like, "All right."
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
yeah. Because no one wants
but
to
then,
listen to that shit.
Check it out. The first episode of Gunwash that I ever listened to
was Pierre.
Yes. Right. The shamanism episode. I remember I was like
was
taking a bubble bath.
Was that with Dr. Barnaby Roo?
That was with Dr. Barnaby Roo. Let me tell you something.
I was just like in a bubble bath enjoying it, and then the rest is
history. He's one of my idols.
So by the way, we're gonna go to music in just a minute.
Right.
And Kenny, I'm overtaken with emotion because Kenny's here and you're here. But I just have to say, and this is like I've said thank you to you a lot of times in my life, but this is a very special thank you. Because you brought all of the like you were so ahead and like you brought people to the show that informed us in a way that allowed us to keep bringing people on the show.
Hello.
It's an insane Bebel thing.
Bebel Gilberto,
Kenny Sharp, Labana Babylon, Dr. Barnaby Roos, Snowy Wilderness. I mean, it's insane.
Contessa.
I mean,
this is Kicks the Motherfucking Killer. This is Kicks the Motherfucking Killer.
Oh, yes.
I mean, and so ahead. And like, I don't get it. So before I start sounding like a jerk.
But you're worth it. That's why I'm doing it. I tell you that.
And I feel that way about
you.
Pierre.
What if I got a question? This is me over here.
Sure.
If you met me on that roof with Aaron, would you think you met me in the past?
Yeah, you were all into, you know.
We're all integrated.
I was like, okay,
man.
Fair enough.
I think we played cards before.
Yo, I think we're brothers. I think we're brothers from another mother.
I know that's
I mean?
Pretty crazy. Yeah,
yeah, dude.
But Faisal, whatever that nigga's name, the one that got run over by the garbage truck, right?
Faisal, he was here.
You said he was a demon. You said,
you know what? Yo, I could tell. You know, what I could say about that actually. Before we go to music, is and Jack, you might find this interesting.
He was such a demon that a garbage truck ran over him.
Yeah, I mean,
so I don't care if you're listening, nigga. It's all love. I'm being truthful. It's politically incorrect.
Nah, he knows.
Correct.
I cannot chill.
Wait. Your mother must be doing some fierce Santeria because you're surviving all that shit.
And for real. In a real way. Well, listen, this has been, I'm overtaken with emotion right now.
This is
now.
Wild.
And I can't believe how wild this is.
See, it's not RecTech.
No. 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 Oh, so are we going to play more? Are we going to play Spliff?
We're going to play some music. Yeah, we'll play some Spliff music.
Okay, great.
I should get Max Bode over here, though.
Yeah, we really should. And
Max is not coming.
We'll be back in just a few minutes here.
Spliff is ahead of time.
On Gunway.
Yeah, I mean, hello.
Spliffington is.
Dude.
He's Leon Russell, man. Yeah, baby. All right. And we'll be back on Gunwash in just a moment. And this is Herbert Spliffington, or excuse me, just Spliffington playing now.
We'll be right back. I'm Christine Crivichet, and I am listening to Gunwatch.
Send for the tinder. Light it up. Make we start it up.
Granada.
Right, wanna be star overnight. Them a look a one stripe. Now swap them windpipe. Bust up tripe. Run like Sprite leaking. Informer should be speaking. Spy be beeping. Looking at
brain duck.
Why ask me sing?
Brain duck.
Out the whole scheme.
Get
on the whole team. Guy me
say,
the machine. Never jam it, always island clean. And load the rap. Put in a new magazine. And a news maga. No. Things from Philippines, Israel, Pakistan, Afghan, Russian regime. Gone, them no bother with it if them want create a scene. Cause we crack, mash like a crash windscreen. Yeah, me and a liar. Fire skin a go bone like tire. You know your mouth. This shit no dogs like a Kentire. Bad man fit if you are like Al-Qaeda. Me put a kill less with the boy they beside me. And a Wesley but me a sniper. Pass me the fiber. That's strap and boy like a spider. Me no response for the things where you're laughing at the things where you're clapping at the things where you pop. Take like a gatch dogs, roll out, strap place, slap now, take no tap. Ride up, see the boy in the car. Bus one, him and his friend in the bar. Bus some more, I mash up the car. Make me escape to Savannah and Anamar. Still out for a few weeks, come back till a few weeks. Friday and watch it on ER, that's the type of dogs we are. See, blame me run dumb, you no fear none. Them why the harmless, just like a nun. Pour them a highland, take your mug. Now when I squeeze none, boy, I flip up like a cell phone. No guns, give yourself out. In our signal, stand alone. Better than Sylvester Stallone. Some boy, I chat like he's a world war. That can't start a world war. Hold them for try, why me? Them never bad like when me be a big girl war. Now we start it up. I never go out with carry.
Yeah. They left a vehicle at the scene. Make as me say.
The boy them get bright. Them a look a one stripe. Gonna be star overnight.
Catch it, Steve. Watch it, man. Hey, Brando. Watch it, man.
Sound it.
What am I going to? What am I keep up? Tell them to flip up. Yeah.
Thank you.
boy. What me say? So informer and me gun grind be friend. Send for the Uzi and the Big Mac 10 is like murderation for them and them friend. Can't stop who now go pet nona. So informer for them from early out that I told. Request the special and the long Uzi too. Murderation for them and them too. They must fight for we. Tell police where we are do. How we rob banks and bring some save you is like hunger. Your spy we uncle one. No a hole. Shot a go bust like when rain and dew. Gun big like a plane. Shot long like bamboo. So we missing informer and we gun go and be friend. Send for the Uzi and the Big Mac 10. Gangster say murderation for them and them friend. Come and go be now go pen. What's this? The informing thing. For real that now go work. Gun in and we and well. Ready for burst. Things say a lie. Just get we blood thirst. Of a who no one go dead and go under the earth. Me a sound of siren. I saw the sound of the earth. Burial speech tomorrow in a the church. Long time we a wanna tell informer this blood. Them never want hear see. They know them head burst is like informer and we gon' go and be friend. Send for the Uzi and the Big Mac. Then call me say murderation for them and them friend. Gangster crew not watch this. Informer for them 7 days and the week. Just point and show we wish one of them and wait. I watch people business and go tell police. No for them I go there in a pile in a heap. One mega band and tell them to retreat. Shot informer anywhere in a the street. So informer and we gon' go and be friend. Send for the Uzi and the Big Mac 10. Gangsters say murderation for them and them friend. Come and be, watch this.
The weirdest. All the youth don't want your two cents out of nonsense and turn away from crime and violence. Even the one that dog when I listen to the dance, gave me missing, missing. Say them a bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. Murder them mama and turn round. So my little and a bad man this. All the youth don't want your two cents out of nonsense and turn away from crime and violence. Even the one that dog when I listen to the dance, gave me missing, missing. Say them a bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. Murder them mama and turn round. So my little and a bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. No wonder why they get to you, them so bad. Couple shot in fire from your two, it's your patchy mind. Murder him, mama, feed your quarter, curse in hell. Kill a whole nation and turn round. So my little tree, my bad man, hooligan, him a reptile. Murder him, mama, and turn round. So my little and a bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. I wonder why they get to you, them so vile. I was born a disciplined child. The devil knew, oh, I got so wild. When I used to go to school, you know they taught me the golden rule. They say, Dan, you better know yourself. Because time me to go be very dead. Not to the bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. Murder them mama and turn round. Smile me telling a bad man, hooligan, them a reptile. Me wonder why they get to you, them survive. Why kick up a shot them from my head to 9 miles. Go a prison with them for a very long while. Think the boy a come out and change him style. The boy come out like hooligan, no more like reptile. Murder him brother, you see they a 3 miles. I come out the gold, the love and the day a smile. Say him one go kill 42 and 9 miles. Go be my bad man, in my reptile. Murder them mama and turn round. So my little and a bad man, hooligan, them my reptile. Said that could never be one of the almighty.
Oh gosh.
Oh my god.
We need to have Aaron.
I'm listening. Yes. Yeah.
We need to have a extended episode tonight.
Okay. Extended?
There's just too much to get to.
Alright.
Too much.
Very, very much.
But Kenny, you're getting a tattoo tonight, right?
I hope. If we go too late, I don't want him to go too late. So
you gotta give Kenny Basil a tattoo tonight.
Right, I know, but if we go till midnight, I'm gonna be walking in my sleep giving people tattoos.
You might have to stay up late tonight.
No, I'm into staying up late. I'm talking
Yes, I am. Really?
I'm down to stay
late. I'm the one that goes to sleep early now.
Yeah. By the way, just to comment on that, in the last year and a half, 2 years, my going to bed early, getting up early thing has changed a lot.
I didn't mean to put you down.
No, you're not putting me down. I'm just saying that everything changes.
Everything changes.
Everything changes. People are like, oh, Aaron never fucking leaves.
I'm moving to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
dude, we're gonna like, dude, we don't even know what we're gonna do. Kenny Basil.
Yeah, we're gonna hire Kenny to move us to DC.
Kenny Basil is like here in the studio, and like we're on, like we only have like 3 episodes left, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
And what, like, you know why everything happens at once? Because Pierre is here.
Yeah,
he's the genie.
Pierre. So anyway, the magic.
We were saying earlier, yeah.
Armando like, takes on Spain.
I love your bag, Pierre.
Really like it?
Very nice. I love the tartan plaid on the inside.
Yeah. It's like my wasp bag. It goes with my shoes.
I know you like. I know you love wasps.
Can I ask you, speaking of wasps, you know, can I ask Pierre a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pierre, do you think Bushwick is dead?
I know you know it from back in the day, right?
Yeah, I'm biased.
Okay, so tell me what you mean by that.
Meaning that I would never tell people that I like live in Bushwick. but this place that we're at right now, Roberta's, is totally like
different.
No, it initiated the change in this neighborhood, you know, because I mean absolutely. She started with like one spot, and then I mean there were like chop shops all around her,
right?
I mean when I go to the outdoor space, I just keep on envisioning the chop shop, and then I look at the reality of the people that are here.
Yeah,
eating.
It's like yeah.
Feel me?
Like college kids.
Feel but me? But it's too much rent, dude. I mean, like
yeah. You could still do okay out here, but still, I mean,
you could.
Yeah. I mean, nah. I'm
not here. Oh. Maybe down by Ridgewood.
No.
Ridgewood. That's like Queens, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's where me and Evan used to live. But dude, I'm telling you, like. You know, you could get, well, I don't know, I live around here and I do okay. But I think, like, so you think it was rough? I mean, like, so in the...
It was very rough.
So tell me what
you
rough
means.
You
can be, rough means that it's a guarantee you'd be robbed.
Really?
What if Kenny Basil was walking around here back in the day?
If Kenny Basil was walking back here in the day,
with
dude,
that haircut, beautiful haircut.
Well, no, then nobody would fuck with him because right. He got a crazy haircut.
There you go.
You feel me? That's the reality.
Gang members don't like that. Wait, I don't know. I feel like if there was chop shops everywhere, I guess maybe that's not true because chop shop means someone means gearheads, which means like tough guys, which means gangs, which means
yeah.
That.
But then if they see a white boy walking around with a crazy haircut like that, they'd
be like
crazy.
Columbine.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. Even more so, you know, like taxi driver.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know what I mean? Whoa. So to come to Bushwick in, let's say, 1989.
Oh, well, I'm
1989, that's like the end of, you know, Alphabet City. What we know as Alphabet City back in the late 70s and early 80s in the Lower East Side, that was extended over here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Nobody, you know, anybody that moved out here from the Lower East Side, because that was the logical
right.
progression. And it was only because of the rents were cheap. Or they just might not have wanted to be in Manhattan anymore.
Yeah, it's a wasteland.
Yeah. Let's flip it back to you. I mean, how do you feel living here compared to where you were living before on Second Street?
Well, you know, I think to a large degree I moved out here out of necessity because, you know, you run out of space, the rent gets too high, etc. So similar to what you said, right? You like the natural progression is to go to a similar area that isn't as expensive.
Right.
But I do feel also that largely it has to do with Roberta's. I mean, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
yeah,
Roberta's.
Yeah, it has to do with the show. And
I follow my friends, but like, I don't live out here no more.
I know that. I knew
you did?
That.
I just followed my friends. I saw like 10 of my friends moving to
Armando,
Brooklyn.
You know, Armando was like born in Bushwick.
Well, I was born in Bushwick, but I lived in the city my whole life, though.
But you were born in Bushwick. Ben.
Well, for like, until I was like.
Caller
with Kenny Basil. We got somebody right here.
Yo, what up?
I'm just talking about not fucking with Kenny Basil. But what? I will fuck with Kenny Basil.
What?
I will call Kenny Basil Ben Cat. And you know that he will get mad at that. And I will snatch that hair right up.
Who is this?
Sounds like Snowy. Is this Snowy Wilderness?
Wow.
Is it? Is that Snowy?
No, I don't know.
Who is that?
Who is that? You hung up on him?
It sounds like a person that forgot to wear deodorant for the first time.
Yeah, you know, we all forget to wear deodorant sometimes. But you're right. If you forgot to wear deodorant the first time, you're probably a little nervous, a little, you know, shooting from the hip.
Yo, what's up with people not wanting to take showers?
Listen, don't ask me about that shit. I think showers are so fucking important.
You know, wait. I know people, I've known at least 5 people that don't like to take showers.
If you don't like to take a shower...
Like 3 days.
What's going on in your head?
A week!
You don't want to be cleansed? Hey, Pierre, do you remember? Do you remember? Can I ask you a question? Do you remember on Second Street when you would like bring me like the turtle feces and like have me shower like with like the like
to
with
take, because,
the potions?
Because the well, turtle feces is very powerful.
And can I tell you one thing
it takes
that
the
you
shit
said?
Off of you.
Can I tell you one thing that you said to me that I'll never forget? I'll never forget
what
this.
What kind of shit did
no,
I tell you?
No, listen. I have a vision of this.
And Herbert can say like, "Big up to Chloe."
I have a vision of this. You said, Aaron, listen to me. Human feces is one of the most vile, disgusting, dirty things on the face of this earth. And animal feces is one of the cleanest things on the face of this
rabbit
earth.
Rabbit shit is clean.
Rabbit know? Shit is
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, look what rabbits eat.
All just carrots? Like,
they don't
Jack,
eat here.
Jack. Jack, listen to me.
Yeah, I'm here.
What the fuck
Jack
did
rabbit.
They shit? If they, yeah,
listen,
Jack Rabbit.
This is something that's in my life. I'll explain this to you right
Donkey
now, Jack.
Kong.
Listen to me, Jack. Pierre stood at the bathroom door and made me shower. And he like
feces were feces
with a bottle of like of some shit.
A bottle of doo-doo?
And he stood at the door and he was like, no, you gotta he made me do it.
Yo, he made you smudge the doo-doo on
yo,
your face.
And this is not like some like hit this is not something that I'm like ashamed to share with you. Pierre stood at my bathroom door like a mom and said, no, pour the whole bottle out onto your body. And he made me pour, and he was like standing by the door. And I was like,
and
I don't
was
want
naked?
I was like, I don't want anyone to see me naked. And he was like, yeah, I'm gonna stand here until you do this. And he made me
I didn't see you naked.
No, you didn't. No, you no,
not
no.
that it wouldn't have bothered
no,
you.
No,
put
no,
on
no.
his boxes.
No.
Hi, this is Pete.
He left his boxes on in the shower.
Can you guys just please get off the air and just
shut up.
Kenny Basil knows at the Point Breeze Country Club.
Pierre?
Like, yo, my name is Pete too, Pete.
Thank you.
Pierre brought a live chicken into my fucking apartment.
Oh yeah, I had
and
to store
he,
it.
And then he
and then I killed it.
Yeah. This is something that's truly
it's so
I can't
yo,
really,
I need some voodoo.
Yeah, I
that
can't,
was some real-
I want to sit here and I want to be like, "Oh, this is Pierre, my friend. Like we met each other downtown. Like we had a drink together
and
I brought
a chicken
really,
and killed it."
No, no, like evil no, spirits. I can't say like, "Yeah, oh yeah, I know Pierre like from the bar. Like we had a drink one time." No. Like Pierre
slaughtered animals.
He slaughtered
house,
animals so. In the hat. Like,
yo, remember that PETA lady that was bitching at us?
She divorced him and left. She moved. You
I
know
took
about
a
that.
Water hose and hold that.
Yo.
Bitch.
Oh,
she was.
Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
At a barbecue, here comes this PETA lady, and she's like, "We must not kill our furry animals and eat them." I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!"
I
hosed her. I hosed her down. I was chasing her.
I can't. I like, it's difficult. It's like
it was
I can't
like
express.
Civil rights.
I can't. I can't express it, Jack. I'm trying. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like I want it. Like because you know people.
I do
are,
know what you mean, but this is your life.
No. Right. It's like
it's
people.
Your reality.
People be like, yeah. Like I have this crazy friend that I met in the city. It's like no. Like no. Like
I was
Pierre.
Dead
like
serious. I wasn't
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. No. Like squad, Pierre. Like. No, Pierre like put like stones or and like runes around my apartment and
Hello.
Like poured like animal feces around and like brought a chicken in. Like it's real. It's not like some guy I met
well,
at the bar.
I don't mean no disrespect, man. I'm just excited to hear from my boy. That's all.
What hey, up? Why don't you? Hey, say who you are. Who are you? Hey, what's up?
Yo, man. You know this is Spanky. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hey, Spanky.
I just want to make sure my boys are good. They made it up to New York, all right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Say hi, Kenny.
Hello, Spanky.
My man, what's up?
Hey, what's up is right, and that's the fucking motto of this show. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, motherfucking what's up?
So I just had a really, really great conversation with Pierre and Kenny. Spliffington stepped
back. You guys
are
getting drunk. You guys are getting mucho borracho.
Spliffington is back in the studio. He's loving
how's
life.
How's Spliff doing? Spliff, how's he doing? He just painted a room.
First
Spliff.
Of all, I'm so honored to share like airspace with homeboy. He's got such
yeah.
a following.
He is such
I'm
a
very,
following.
I mean, I'm not even like
say what you want to say in French. Say it in French to him.
C'est pas quelque chose que je pense que c'est extravagant. Hein? C'est mon réalité que quelqu'un qui comme vous qui a fait la musique qui est superbe.
Merci. There you go. Merci.
Merci.
Merci, and thank you very much
Mercy.
For that.
Mercy. Mercy. Yo, why can't police... So I was talking with a friend of mine who's telling me about esotericism, and there's this whole new religion about esotericism where they're, like, integrating, like, different principles from different schools or different of the mysteries. Lost
mystery schools?
Yeah, mystery schools, right? So... Anyway,
alchemy,
right? Masonry, yeah. You know. I mean, like when you look at here's an example. We have a new temple, the Oculus.
I don't even know. Okay.
You know that, you know about that thing downtown that where the Port Authority have that hub.
Oh, I
and
don't
it looks
know.
Like, it looks like it's meant to look like a bird that's in a child's hands, and when you look at it from above, it's just something next level.
Wow.
But anyway, even the numbers involved in creating the Oculus. If you just follow it, you realize that this is like a high mason that did all of this. The other thing is where the World Trade Center was. It's actually, if you look at it, it looks like the two towers, and they just like braided them.
That's interesting.
One.
Yeah, I don't even know anything.
Feel
about
me?
It. That's crazy.
Feel me?
Yeah, that's the mystery school.
It is a mystery.
It's
school.
Alchemy. It's,
but they're also counting on that. You know, we as human beings are mainly stupid.
But what about? But what if? Yeah. Well, maybe that's true.
I think it's true.
All right. Well, listen. I am just taken aback. And all right. Let's listen to some music. Why not? We have Spliff here. He's looking well.
In his Chillin' Island shirt.
He just painted a baby's room.
Yeah. He just did
Kenny
a really.
Basil's
was
here?
It your baby?
No, it's a friend's baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's a wonderful painting, by the way.
What kind of painting is it? I'm interested. Yeah. I didn't know that you painted. I thought you just did music.
Oh, he's like the most prolific illustrator ever.
That's music. It's a hobby. I just do it.
That's how he gets
his money with the
yeah.
Arts.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Man. Yeah, man.
Through the arts.
Duh.
Maybe you want him to do the...
Ooh.
Oh, he shows. He's
said,
showing
yeah,
Pierre.
You know me. I'm just through the arts.
Okay, so we're here with Pierre and Kenny Basil. And Pierre actually has a friend, Mike, here. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Oh, we can talk about... Yeah. Talk
well,
to
maybe
him.
We're going to... work.
Who is your guest, Pierre?
Yeah, who did you bring?
He's actually the youngest wrestling coach, I say, in the East Coast.
Oh.
Wow. See, Pierre's always up on some
feel
shit.
Me?
Got some shit, man.
Feel me?
He always...
Well, I like wrestling.
That means all of a sudden Jack is going to throw away all his basketball
Pierre,
shoes and start wearing wrestling gear.
On the nice. Low, on the low, Pierre...
You had to get a Jack shoe joke
Pierre used to. Pierre used to bring, like, the Muay Thai guys to my house, too. Like, all that, like, the Renzo Gracie guys and shit to my house. He loves that.
You know Nico is in that squad.
Yo, you love Nico.
Who's
full
Nico?
Service.
Oh,
full
he's
service.
A guy that you'd love.
I like the name, Nico.
So we're going to learn more about that when we come back and... And shit, now there's plenty to talk about. So Spliff, if you want to pull up music, and we'll be back on Gunwash in just a moment. Pierre Francillon is here with Kenny Basil, and there's tons of stuff going on. I feel emotional. What can I say? Armando's segment is coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm excited to hear what he has to say. Call in 718-497-2128. Didn't fuck it up that time, and we're on gunwash.com. And that's... And then we're here. What else can I say? I don't know. I think Spliff is...
Everybody say hi.
Hey, baby boy, and I saw you walking down the street lights, and I saw...
Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. If we don't have music, it's fine. We can just keep going, but...
Pierre, you should tell all your friends to call in right now and ask Kenny Basil one thing.
Sorry about that. That's wonderful. Okay, so sorry. We are playing music now, and we'll be back in just a moment. Gunwash.com. Thank you, Pierre, and all my pals.
You like my solo?
I love it. It was wonderful, actually. I really did like it, yeah. That was awesome. Okay, gunwash.com, 718-497-2128. We'll be right back.
Hi. This is Carly from Sledever, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Thank you.
Now come down. Come sing out. Sing out and not stop sing out, cause you're not back on.
My name is Philip Joseph Gilmore, and I'm on Gunwash.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Ben Roby of Ninja Sonic, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Yes, Mula.
Boda, and let's be frank, Jeremy is a hobbyist illustrator and DJ. He doesn't take anything seriously. I'm gonna wash.
Oh, no. Yeah. But I got the other meeting, you know, we got time to play.
straight to the brain. You know we come at us, I'm styled and new now. I am the chiller, yes I'm the chiller, you. The song that you. My name is Francesca and you're listening to Gunwash.
Pleasure, Jack. You guys are
tremendous. Yeah,
We're just talking right now to the youngest wrestling coach in the whole East Coast right now, and he just told me that he's looking for a chiropractor. And
that's not what he said.
Well, he didn't really in those exact words, but we were briefly touching on how like Pierre does touch people, and I, for a moment I thought he grappled you and then slammed you, and then like as a coach you were quite impressed on what, you know, Pierre just walked into this installation and then body slammed you.
Well, you know, there's a fine line, you know, it centers on your intent.
By the way, what's your name?
My name's Michael.
Get close to
the microphone. Oh, yeah. No, yes.
Did I say any true facts earlier about you being the youngest coach in the whole East Coast?
At one point, I was a Division III wrestling coach, and when I was hired, I was the youngest coach in the NCAA.
And then what happened?
Well, you have to progress. So we were talking about this ability to be able to fix people physically. And wrestling is a very destructive kind of thing. You get, you know, like any sport.
You ever broke your nose?
Of course. You know, these things happen. But, you know, so to be able to transform this martial art, and that's what it is. And you guys term it, it's fixing. There's this integer interaction that we have. And so there's a way to transform going about approaching someone physically that goes from injurious to healing. I needed a chiropractor. I term it that, but basically what I needed was someone that could realign me.
And Pierre was that man.
You know, it didn't start with any, you know, like feces. It was like literally
unique experience.
Right. No, but yes and for me as well. When you have injuries, some of them deeper. You guys were touching on the different generations. How Pierre mentioned that he felt familiar with you. You were a familiar.
Different past, yeah.
Right. Well, imagine then that you would take some of those emotions from your past into your present.
Well, his or mine? Because I don't know.
Well. No, your own, and some of those need to be alleviated.
Sure.
You seem like you have like something to say, and you just don't know where to start.
Well, but everybody else has their own, you know. So, like, I don't know what you needed.
What do you think about my friend Kenny, our friend, number one fan of the whole Gunwash community? our friend here. What do you think about him?
Yeah, what do you think?
It comes.
You think he knows how to wrestle?
Well, it comes as no surprise to me he's here.
I'm surprised.
Well, we're surprised because
we're very surprised.
It's surprising.
Well. He's the number one fan of the show.
Number
one.
Like,
I want to know how Kenny found out about Gunwash, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. Kenny, can we ask you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, check this out. I'm going to switch mics. So, I'm going to take Michael's mic, and then Kenny's going to use my mic. Got it?
Thank you for the description there.
All right, cool. So, let me look at this man in the eyes, because who knows when I'm going to see this man again. True. For a second, I thought you were like related to Hulk Hogan, and I was like, what?
We didn't know who you were.
Bro. I didn't know. I did not know. And now
we should have known.
We should have known. We should have had like a whole cake. I should have brought like something to give you.
Because we gave him a pizza.
Well, I mean, a pizza's not enough.
Yeah, I mean, we'll work him out. We're gonna get him something.
He's fortunate enough to get a tattoo from.
Well, we gotta go and do it.
Well, that's gonna happen later.
We'll.
But like, I wanted to at least bring him a painting or a picture or something.
Maybe
you can
paint something and give it to him.
Well, when, like tomorrow?
No,
like,
you know, right now, we got paper.
I mean, all
right,
cool. But like, okay, Kenny.
Yeah.
We were told that
you found out about Gunwash in a specific way that's really organic. Can you please let our audience know how was how so it happened?
I read an article on the internet about the best podcast going on, and Gunwash was on there, and I had a lot of time spent in headphones then, and listened to quite a few episodes.
And then you were hooked.
And I was hooked. Oof. And went to the beginning, and here hooked we are like at the end.
Wow. So, like, what episode was that? Like, Gawker was like what? Like, one? We were like, but the thing is about the Gawker episode, we were like past, we were like years in it. I already cried gallons.
Yeah. Cried gallons.
I listened to three random ones, Andrew WK being one of them.
Okay.
And then went right to the beginning.
Wow!
So impressed.
It's dope because when we got that Gawker, when we got that Gawker article, we had like a few hundred listeners, and then it shot up because Gawker. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then I think I put out the, I said something on a show that was like, "Yo, if you listen, like, email us." You know?
Yeah, and that was right around when I got to listening live. Was maybe 2 weeks after that episode.
Oh wow!
Wow. Involving yourself.
Here we are.
So, like, what do you do now? Like, what, how long was this drive you took to Roberta's over here?
2.5 hours.
Yeah, so
or 5 years in the making.
Yeah, that's like, not that bad. You know, it was 5 years.
Were you nervous?
No.
You wasn't nervous?
No.
To meet strangers.
Does this guy look like he's nervous to you?
I mean,
completely. I don't,
Kenny Basil probably knows more about you than you know.
He wore shrimp trunks to the show, which is pretty badass.
He'd probably say some shit to you and you'd be like, oh, I didn't even remember that.
Well, you know what's kind of crazy? I was explaining this the other day to someone that our whole lives is on the, like, on the web.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you can hear me calling when I used to call. When Pierre brought Bebel Gibraltar on the air, I was calling from Rikers Island.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's insane. It's like,
yeah, I was calling from Rikers Island.
I gotta
believe
say,
it or not.
I gotta say, like, and I don't mean to, like, I don't mean to harp on this, but, like, this show is fucking insane. I mean, like, this show is insane. Oh, wait, we got something.
We got another guest?
What's going on?
Oh, wow. It's like an award show tonight.
What's happening? What's happening?
On the Mondo segment. Live Gunwash.
Yo, special surprise, live and direct, coming into the studio.
Yo, get the fuck out. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Yo, Kitschy is here. Yo, Kitschy! What up, what up, what up, what up? Oh, shit.
Wow.
Hall of Famer herself in the house.
Thank you very much.
Another Hall of Famer. Yo, Kitschy, by the way, speaking of Hall of Fames, Jack, do we induct Pierre into the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think Kitschy and Pierre are both Hall of Famers.
We got two Hall of Famers in the building at the same time.
Two Hall of Famers in the building.
No, but we didn't induct Pierre yet, so we should just do it right now.
No, we did.
We did induct. We inducted Pierre and Kitschy and Clyde and a bunch of other people.
Oh, yeah.
And Max and all the people. Yeah.
I remember that now.
How you doing?
Hi, girl.
We're doing all right.
Good. I heard you guys were ending your run here.
Was a transition.
Unforeseen circumstances. I said, I'm going to get my ass here.
We're transitioning. We're passing you a chair right now so you can sit down. This is like an insane...
I'm not hitting you with a chair like a wrestler, you know?
Yeah, no.
That was a bad joke.
Dope.
No, it
does
was.
Pierre know Kitschy?
Pierre, do you know Kitschy?
No.
You should... I mean, they're both East Village legends.
Oh, East Village?
This man right here.
Want to raise?
Yes.
Me too.
Really?
I grew up on St. Mark's Place in the 70s.
Kitschy is our...
In the 70s.
Kitschy...
In the 70s. For those, double underline.
For those of you who don't know, Kitschy is a guest of the show. Frequent.
I actually had the full... Speaking of Donald Trump, I had the full experience of homesteading.
I saw him at CVS.
Street, and he, like, bought the land all around. And remember that Steven Spielberg movie, Batteries Not Included?
Yes,
about
yes.
So, yeah. they actually interviewed us for stories about, like, how the Puerto Ricans used to try to chase us.
What's this? You got edibles?
Of course.
Kitschy brings edibles. She's...
Wow.
We're talking about, like, listen, Kitschy? Excuse me, not Kitschy. Kitschy's alter ego... like whipped me with a leather whip on the air. Like you, really? I gotta say, I just gotta.
Only for pleasure, not for pay.
I sort of like. It's very coincidental that like these people are in this room right now. But I gotta say,
wait, is this Weo?
Yes.
This show is insane. This show is insane. It's not. It could never be.
It's not normal.
It's not normal.
Viacom can't buy this.
You could never buy this.
Oh my God. Now, are you guys here next Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my 47th birthday. I'm going to...
Yo, shut the fuck up. Happy birthday, motherfucker. Happy 47 to Kitschy. Call in and tell her you love her.
You're 1969. I'm born 1966.
Woo! motherfucker. Close.
You're the year of the rooster.
Yo, Jack.
Yes, yes. I'm the year of the double fire horse.
Jack, we got like a huge circle here. Should we do like
you're a
bunch
of... very powerful year.
Should we do what?
Should we do a bunch of drops? We got like a huge
circle.
Should
do everything. I don't know.
All right, all right. It's hot as balls. All right, check it out, listeners.
It's hot as balls. Yeah, it is hot as balls.
It is very hot.
I just finished cooking all this.
It's starting to smell like a man in here. All right, listen, I'm overtaken with emotion right now.
This is just great, though.
We're going to go around the room, and we're gonna do drops.
I want everybody on the room to actually talk about their favorite time in the studio.
Okay, I will.
All right,
I
got, cool.
Can Aaron go first?
Yeah. What was my favorite?
What about Pierre?
No. Let's start.
Well, I'll start so it's like a, you know, I'll lead by example. My favorite time in the studio was New Year's 2012 or something like that.
Wow, yeah.
When Jack Inslee was DJing and there was
full service.
And there was Mylar around
full
and
service.
Like Dan Brindell was still in the squad and like I don't know, I always think of that for some reason. But
it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was weird. We were young, we were here, like we were given this space. It's just crazy. This shit is crazy. Like I can't describe it really. Like, I guess you gotta be here. Like you can go on gunwash.com and like you can hear what was going on in our lives. Like
in 2012,
when I was 25.
You could hear
what was going on with me. Like when I was a kid. Like
you know,
kid,
I think
like I don't. It's hard to explain.
Wait, okay. Aaron, how old were you when I met you?
He was like 22.
I was like 23 or 24, and now I'm
grown ass man.
And I
how old are you now?
31.
That's the same
insane.
Caller, we'll see what's up.
Caller, what up, man?
Hey, this is Ace. How's it going?
Oh, Ace.
Ace.
By the way, I want to say one thing.
Wait, it's not Azel.
No, it's Ace.
Ace. Okay.
By the way, for the record,
Azel is an enemy of the show.
For the record, and Jack, you should like listen in so you know that this is true. Ace called on Gunwash number one,
episode one. That's
episode
true.
One.
Well, my buddy Little Skittles, he tells me you guys are on that radio. I got to listen.
Yeah, I know. Little Skittles tells
you. Skittles doesn't even call anymore.
So what's up,
deal?
Man? What's up?
Hey, I just heard Kenny Bates was on. I want to say hello. I like that guy. I'm glad we got, you know, him and I are the
hello, sir. It's good to speak to you.
Yeah. For life.
Yo, word up. He said what up.
Wow.
You finally found him, Ace. You finally found him.
Bye, Ace.
Imagine Ace came over here and tried to tie Kenny Basil up right now.
He might do it. They do that in the Bronx.
Thank you.
Duck, gorilla tape and blah, blah. All right, let's go. Let's say our favorite moments because it's getting hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Hot as fucking.
Okay. So one of my favorite moments besides Kenny Basil coming in was, let's say, you know what? There's so many that I can't even think, but yeah, I think when I used to host the show alone.
Oh, wow.
Fair enough.
I was only joking.
When you used to host
I used to host a show alone once.
I still can't get over you calling from Rikers Island.
Oh yeah, that was really badass. I was there for like 2 weeks.
Pierre, what was your favorite moment in the studio? Can you remember
the Band of Babylon?
Yeah, woo! The wonderful show.
Oh my god,
that was a good one.
I think an iconic show.
I think Contessa might have been my favorite.
Oh wait a minute,
Contessa
yeah.
was like
Contessa. Oh yeah.
That was too real. That was
Contessa is the shit.
I heard so much about her. I seen her around, but like she just came in here and like
and took over.
Just did
She's
it.
She's like, I want to rap about that fucking blue Gatorade right now, motherfucker. Kitschy, what about you?
Well, I guess there's two episodes. The first one, which was number 35, which was the first time I was on the show in, I guess, the summer of 2012.
Something.
Oh, my God.
Summer of Sam. Yeah, and then I guess the Dominatrix one, because I listened to that one again, and it's the funniest shit, even if it wasn't me.
Shouts to Sled Everett. It wasn't you. It was
funny.
Miss, I don't remember.
Mona St. Clair.
Mona St. Clair, right.
Yeah. It was.
She was a pal.
And then, Michael, I guess your favorite moment is now.
It's got to be.
What about Kenny's favorite moment?
Kenny, what's your favorite moment?
Yeah, what's your favorite episode?
I think the episode with the Deli Magazine winners.
Oh,
that's a great episode, dude. Big up, Gunwash.
What up, Gunwash? This is Francis Rose. What up, Gunwash?
Eating burritos, drinking Modelos.
All right,
I wish I was there with y'all. Got a Philadelphia audience. Y'all is the shit. Squad up, 79 MC, say no more, squad.
Yo, so before I melt.
Thank you.
Before I melt, Pierre, give a drop to our audience. You gotta say something. This is the last time, this may be the last time you're ever on the mic in the Roberta studio.
Isn't that crazy?
It may be. So say something to the audience and make it count. For me, this is something, a gift you could give to me.
For him only.
Well, just always keep in mind that being politically incorrect is only, is the only way to be correct. You feel me?
I do feel you. Wonderful.
He feels you so hard.
Is that a phone call?
Hello, this is MacBook Pro 2011.
Who is this?
MacBook Pro.
Yo, MacBook Pro, what up?
Has anybody found me yet, please?
You what?
Please. I need you to find me.
Yo, okay.
Has anybody found your what?
I don't know, it's so funny. I'm
lost. Yo, MacBook
Pro. Hey, question. When you wipe, is it after you take a shit, do you do one wipe or three?
I feel like I've been sold.
He
feels like he's in school. Speaking of school.
This ain't school.
I was be in school.
You know what happens in school?
What?
They get invited to parties that they don't want to go to.
Oh, it's yeah. fucked up.
And
that's what happened to you in school?
Well, check this out. Not in school. I never got invited to anything.
I was the one who threw the parties.
I heard by people like after hours, right? Like, right. Back, yeah, I heard, but that's like another story. I last night was like listening to music pretty late, right? And all of a sudden, someone's banging on my door.
Right.
And I guess my neighbors are like renting their like Airbnb in their apartment.
Fuck them.
Oh, speaking of Airbnb,
fuck them.
I know, fucking it everything.
Tell me how you feel, Pierre.
Yeah, tell us.
Yo,
fuck my story.
I was on the train and I was just thinking that terrorists are suckers because
every time you buy cigarettes for $8, you're supporting terrorism.
But wait a minute. Wouldn't it be like if you were a terrorist, man, and I wanted to do like performance art terrorism?
Right.
I'd be like a swami sitting down and put up. First of all, I put a on the train. Put a basket and have my head wrapped up like a sick, you know, and sit down, squat like lotus pose on the train and pull out a flute and start playing or some clarinet and playing and have a cobra attack cobra.
Come
hey, man, I keep hearing about Kenny Basil, but what I really want to know is Kevin Carolina there, because like, if those two aren't together, then it ain't no show.
Yo, Kenny, what do you think about that? I mean, like, for real.
Swahili.
I think, absolutely.
Kenny doesn't
support
terrorism.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
He doesn't support terrorism.
Kenny Basil don't support terrorism.
Only urban terrorism.
Spliffington seeing Kitschy for the first time this evening. He's happy.
Have a brownie, darling.
Yo, I gotta tell you something.
This is so fucking good.
This is so fun, but Jack, you don't even know how hot it is.
I know it's hot.
I know, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
But does Kenny have any questions for the Gunwash Squad while he's on the mic?
Kenny, you gotta do a drop. You gotta do a drop.
You gotta do a drop.
You gotta do a drop. Are you crazy? You gotta do a drop.
You wanna drop it?
Go.
Yeah, he listens to Gunwash. He
yeah, caller.
Yo, caller, what up?
Hey, what's up?
Yo, what up,
how's it going, everybody?
Is this Fred?
I'm chilling, man.
This is
right,
cool,
said
man.
Fred.
This is Jerry calling from the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool,
from
man.
My dude,
yo, Pike County.
Yo, Pennsylvania.
Jerry, hey, what's up?
So, hey, buddy. Love you, buddy.
Love you too, my friend.
Right on, dude. Yo, I just want to say one quick thing. Before the break, Aaron was mentioning something, an affinity for showering and like the importance of relishing.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Back in say what?
Right. Yeah. I agree with you, but yes. You know, wait a minute. The people that don't like to shower, oddly enough, niggas from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Florida, so I can't really say anything about that. Back in 2000, one quick thing. It's still an archive, but in 2000, like what was it, dude? Like 10 or 11? A younger Kenny. His New Year's resolution was to take 350 showers in a year.
That's awesome.
And he said,
Did you do it?
Yeah, I think it really changed his life. And it's still online.
Since then, I hate showers.
I agree.
Oh, I love it. That's a good goal to me.
You can still go to 350showers.blogspot.com.
Cool.
Oh,
and you can read a very detailed, personal, sort of intimate.
You did that?
No,
I did.
That's great performance, Aaron. You love that. That's public performance. Okay, well, listen, I gotta get out of this studio.
Me too. I'm about to pass out.
We gotta do some drops, though.
We gotta do some drops. Everyone is gonna do a drop, and I'm gonna start so everyone knows what it is. Hey, my name is Aaron. I love taking showers, and you're listening to Gunwash. Up next is Kenny Basil.
Hey, what's up? It's Kenny Basil, finally here at Gunwash. You can achieve anything you want to. Gunwash.com.
That's a great drop.
Wonderful. Armando's next.
Hey, what's up? I've taken more showers than anybody, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, what's up? This is Pierre Francillon. I've done more things in the shower than anybody else listening to Gunwash.
Now, Kitschy.
Hey, it's Kitschy from the East Village here on Gunwash.com. I like to bake and smoke.
Nice. And then Michael.
What's up, everybody? This is Michael Shannon. I'm feeling quite temperate in here, and I think these guys are just bugging, so this is Gunwash Radio.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been an incredibly emotional episode, and I think we should go to music soon so that we can just feel a seamless vibe here.
My pits are sweating, dude.
If you want to hear us, it's gunwash.com, 718-497-2128. Thank you, all you callers, and my beloved listeners, and my beloved guests, and we'll see you next week here on Gunwash.
Hurry home. I love you.
Yo, hit him with an uppercut. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, ho. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, ho. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, ho. Hey y'all, hey y'all, can I get some? The sounds of the warrior's drum on the whole path don't make me laugh, cause you never in your life won't ever see the guards rap. I'm a chief that smoke weed out of peace pipes. Yo, boy, I'm half Indian, show you right.
Hey, yo.
I'm about to choke you with my mic, pour your salad, sing. On my face is sore, sure. Stay old, cry from the black fist. I got
what's what, 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 went to the beach, chilling on the beach with the jacket on.
Huh, right back at ya, niggas better run or feel the force of the hell racist gun. Coupai, coupai, my style is wild, slapped in a shower. Shoot, I can flip it, I can pillow. I make you jelly like jello. Figaro, Figaro. Who would think that the just a gold opera? You can ask Hammer.
Hey, this is Mona St. Clair whipping you on Gunwash.
Shallon, Blackfish, they do. And just came back with that old funky rhyme. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, ho. 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 And there's 1,000 MCs lined up against the wall. Timber, they're all gonna pull high soncha. No, I can't stop giving you that off the wall hip hop to your ear, make you wanna cheer. Hallelujah. Now I'm in second gear, yo, I'm out of here. The moon decal, pull the meth decal, get the booty cow. Now I'm headed to the hotel. Well, I be poking and stroking. Yo, the haircut, the cow got a nigga open. Hey, daddy, who the news over there? Shallon soldiers. Wait a minute. No one told you that I'm the nigga that they call zombie. Who got the
this is Contessa Studo, and I'm lonely, and I need a man. But at the end of the day, I want the Gunwash Radio. So you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Yo, the crowd goes crazy. Bring it if you won't, cause it really don't amaze me. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, ho. 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 Look who's back, it's the Hellraiser. Raising hell and I've been rocking bonds. Since niggas been rocking guitars, my slank and bang. So I guess I'll be the man you couldn't hang with my style if you invented the Ku Klux Klan. I'm like AT&T, I'm a reacher through your speaker. I got more soul than a sneaker. I'm solemn, I'm crazy. I guess I'm wildin', my styling is directed straight from the shelling. By the diss of the black fist, shit is sick.
This is Night Turbo, you're listening to Gunwash.
Machine with no quarter, out of order, run for the order. The hardcore rap act is back. I stick out like a thumbtack, I white niggas on the map. And I rhyme to get paid, cause when I raid, I wouldn't wanna hear you style with a hearing aid. Straight up crook, beating the Captain Hook. Look, start like Bigfoot. And I don't give a fuck about a girl. My crew is more crazy than Bay Bay Kids and fucking Fun World. I'm pulsing niggas doom, I mean Sonic Boom. I'm fucking stupid, I write bombs in the baller room like Kuga. Monkey don't maneuver, it's drunken monkey so funky they call me Manua. Oh shit, I flip shit, oh my god, I rip shit, I talk shit. No one can shit like I shit. Shit like this get you upset, because the shit that I was saying was pumping through your projects. How many times must I say shit? Well, if the shit ain't worth the shit, then I don't want to be with the shit. And then you be like, oh shit, he flipped it. Now ain't that some shit, kid? Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, ho. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, ho. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all, ho. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all.
If I do get spend, if
if I don't. So sometimes I will and sometimes I won't. Mad stink, crack a 40 down the back, sit fat and relax and plan my attack. Not the one to test, I possess mad finesse. My boot, I was blessed, one bird in the nest. Chills with my peeps, steady bouncing in deeps on the
miss
New
me?
York.
You miss me?
In urban concrete, I'm the man. I'm the festival with the extraterrestrial flow. 456 ELO, pop the top on the 40-ounce bottle. I'm not the one to follow, I'm not the role model. Hollow tips in my clips, money gripping my Glock. Only spits when I react to the bullshit. So give me room to breathe and get up off these and save the confessions for Jesus. Plus, I don't need to hear no sorrow. F it, the sun will still come out tomorrow. Long as I'm breathing, needing, even like Steven, achieving, getting some cheese and representing lovely. Boogie down Bronx major with the project flavor. I'm Asia, Asia. My behavior is mad hell if you're front. You know what I want. Fat beats for my rhymes. Mad clips for my nines. A ill posse and my name up in lights and I and me. I'ma let you know how I feel on the real. I back steal. It's like a jungle. Makes me wonder where my heel is. The brick skips the dog shit. Complete my cypher. Temple like Rowdy Rowdy Piper. Hyper like a viper. I'ma strike if I gotta go in for the jugular. Stretch it like a copper. Stop her, stop her. But you can't stop me. Just clock me. Just watch me blow up the spot. G came a long way from back in the day. We did it for no pages. Rhyme and hit the hay and sleep. Wake up, write another rhyme. Hit the walk after dog, drop the beat one time. That's when shit was real. No phonies, no baloney, just the homie mics and wheels are still. Back up from the hoop, half plugged in the streetlight. Everything right, jam over, street fight. Back to the lab, I grab my pen and pad. Raw lyrics, make a slur and a scat. Had no dinero, enough get four chicken wings and rice. A 40 ounce of nickel bag to get nice. Now I might make a million. It's still sun, it makes the heart pump. You know what I want. Fat beats for my rhymes. Mad clips for my nine. A ill posse and my name up in lights and I in need. Elmer J. Fudd with the mansion and the yacht. And the brand new Glock, non-stop hip-hop. Remote control boombox, lamping on my dress. Or the guard ain't no less as the pressure comes to test ya. 100-pound weight around the neck. Daily, enough treasons, enough reasons. Like Philip Bailey, can't get enough of that funky stuff. Rhyming astronomical, original, shit is phenomenal. Heat up the kettle, put the pedals in the metal. Speed like racer, treat you like a whack rhyme in the erasure. Right off the paper, roll a big fat split. 4/5 on the hip, Heineken in the grip. Shit, I'm ready, get the keys for the Jeep. Let's bounce, cruise avenues, get some brews, and sing the blues with the funk master flex cassette in the deck. I'm in effect, I move my neck while sun gets wrecked. Oh, what a feeling, I'm on the wheels of stealing. I snatch up some skins for some sexual healing. Everything's coaching, copacetic, groovy. Hip-hop moves me, soothes me. I'm letting off like an Uzi. The first step's a doozy, you bruise me. Now I'm choosy, before I start to freak it like a floozy. I wanna get big, get paid, true stunt. You know what I want. Fat beats for my rhymes. Mad clips for my nines. A ill posse and my name up in lights and I in need.
I'd rather step to the mall and get some gifts.
table is open. Did you know the mall was closed? So I sprinted to Macy's and got some guests in polo. Got to the show, stepped out the limo with ease. Seeing mad cheese, promoters with cheese. Girl, step into me, give me this, give me that. I seen your own TV, so your pockets must be fat. Damn. She really didn't know that I'm a pro at the sport called raking in the dough.
Well, I was raking in the dough, boy.
Raking in the dough.
Raking in the dough, boy.
Just raking in the dough.
Well, I was raking in the dough, boy.
Raking in the dough.
Raking in the dough, boy.
Just raking
well,
in
I
the dough.
Well, I remember this show.
That I cock blocked just to rock some dough. Cause she was all that with the crazy fat afro. Thickness with the quickness, tried to cheese nap attack. And her reaction was high.
Hi, my name is Twy, and you are?
Queso.
I really like the show.
I thought groupie, game, but boy, I got game. Cause I took her to my room, she started acting insane. Pulling, begging me for more, but the pole cat was sore from yesterday's show. Plus, I had no more CO, so it really was a no-no, and time for her to go. So let the doorknob hit you with the good Lord's picture in your rear, dear. Get out of here, ho.
Excuse me?
Can't do nothing for the man, Queso. See ya,
I'm just breaking in the dough.
I was breaking in the dough, boy.
Breaking in the dough.
I was breaking in the dough, boy.
Just breaking in the dough.
I was breaking in the dough, boy.
Breaking in the dough.
I was breaking in the dough, boy.
Just breaking in the dough.
My dough rigger is about the loot. And yes, I have enough to get the polo boots. And yes, oh yes, I guess no less than dope, yo. Jabo on my legs and the cheese still begs for the Mickey and the Hickey, but no sucking on my neck. Heck, I let her catch a flick licking my sidekick. How I make the money you'd like to know, honey. Making G's with the Z, yo, that ain't funny. On tour for sure, cause the show is dope. So to all the other groups, just smoke, yo. Cause me and Jiggy Chop just breaking in the
yo,
dope.
Damn rude, though, I got enough to a star. Oodles and oodles of O's, you know. You get them from my sister, you get them from my bro. All I is man and once an embryo. Am I solid gold? I don't cast a glow. Yes, I guess it's reflex, some have no control. I'd rather let a laughter and tally up my dough. Canoeing up the river or out into the O. You just know me not, so not play the role. Some are lovey-dovey, ah, you crazy pro. Some shake your hand, but this is called the show. I was John Doe, no, I'm Mr. Jalico. Pissed with the witness, and now I know. O's got the world, cause O's was on tour. Girls gave the O's and guys O for sure. Where they arose, well, nobody knows. What do they mean? Well, here's how it goes. O's shoots got the O's. When you hold the dough, you know who you are, but they didn't know. And now with respect, they flex like a pro. You're first another nigga, but now an afro. Oodles and oodles and O's and oodles and oodles and oodles of O's. You know they're giving oodles and O's and O's. Poodles and poodles and poodles of O's. They give it oodles and O's and O's. Poodles and poodles and poodles of O's. Last of the fast plug pipers at the door. In your eye, turn it like rubbing alcohol. Native is the tongue that speaks the guacamole. Kid folk with platers and stereo. Chances played a part of a herd at a show. Pots prints the piece on his jeans of the bowls. But let the herd know if beef they wanna throw. Lunches of punches is what I bestow. Oodles of O's and has my hoes and my checks. O's take the shape of medallion specs. Don't forget the O's that let the air in my nose. Breathe in the fresh as the sale hit the road. Girls ask for flicks and I'll block the poles. Eat the Al Greens, won't sniff the Kirk clothes. Mace got something to say and go.
Macy Yo is rocking on the radio.
Now I think we're talking about the oodles and O's, you know. I think we're talking about the oodles and O's, yeah. We're talking about the oodles and O's, you know. I think we're talking about the oodles and O's. I think we're talking about the oodles and O's, you know. I think we're talking about the oodles and O's, yeah. We're talking about the oodles of O's, you know. I think we're talking about the
oh shit.
Hoods like the name of my show, you know. Guns going bold, people hit the flow. Don't have a piece but an arrow and bow. Targeted firm cause I'm here Comancho. Charging barricades like a raging rhino. The donuts come big and some in jumbo. The landlord is finished but before I go I give a shout out to Quest and my fellow Jungle Bro.
Not by the dock of the bay by the show. Swimming in the rhythm of the hottie hottie ho. Punk Pinocchio's gotta go, gotta go.
What's the reason?
To be cheerful. Season is grease, time to pimp promo. Nuts can no flow if the shade is in the go.
Straight out of our lids, them they
they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when the DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep fatter joints called underground.
Our this is Dame Dash, I'm still my man Amando. Big shout out to Gunwash, I'm in the mood, boys.
When you matter about percussion, where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions. Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When butterfly rocked the light, sway, sway, sway. By the cut, we push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh and fact since they started saying Audi. Cause funks made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles, my man. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock. But I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool, cool, cool.
Listeners, we want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Alweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.